He's the editor-in-chief, GoDucks.com. Spent many years covering Oregon football, women's basketball, and more for the Register Guard. It's been a unique last couple of weeks around the athletic department. You could follow him on Twitter, at DuckFootball, or at GoDucksMosley. Rob Mosley joins us. Rob, it's been a while. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, man?
All is well. All is well. So, as the press conference was taking place yesterday, we were talking about, it seems crazy that only 13 days ago was the Civil War. Is it me, or does it seem like that game was way longer ago than that when you consider all that's happened?
Yeah, gosh, we were saying that like Monday or Tuesday of last week, given everything that was going on with all the speculation about Coach Alford and what was going to happen with him. So, yeah, by the time Tuesday rolled around last week Rob Mullins announced his dismissal, it had already felt like the game had been played a month ago. So, yeah, at this point, it feels like last season or something.
Now, the day after the Oregon State game, through that press conference with Rob Mullins, you know, a lot of us watch the games. We know names. We know coaches. But under that roof with you guys, it's face-to-face. How would you describe maybe the mood that 48 hours or so, just the matter of not knowing what the future was going to hold? For a lot of people, you've worked side-by-side with for years.
Yeah, you know, that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was a lot of anxiety and which way is it going to go, and you're kind of trying to prepare yourself for either direction. And I was sort of leaning on people who've been in the business longer than me, because Coach Alford and I started at Oregon the same year, and he was just really welcoming with me. And you know, despite the role I'd had kind of outside the program, welcomed me in and made me feel like part of the family. And so I really had an affinity for him personally, you know, rooted for him to the end professionally, and hoped, you know, that he was going to be the guy to kind of get things back going at the end of the season. And so, yeah, it was really hard on a personal level, the way everything went down at the end, particularly. And so that, you know, Wednesday, Thursday of last week was gloomy, as you might imagine.
Talk with Rob Mosley, GoDucks.com, with what Oregon football means around here, and you being a prime go-to guy, you know, the people who follow you on Twitter. Did you have any instances, I don't know, a coworker, a friend, a family member who was being a particular pest, kind of like, come on, Rob, you could tell me, or did you pull the old, hey, I'm like an old world mafia guy, I say nothing?
Yeah, Tuesday of this week, you know, I kind of knew which way we were going early afternoon, and then kind of all night speculations building, and it wasn't announced until Wednesday morning, obviously. Tuesday night was about the closest I've ever come to, like, flushing my toilet down, or my phone down the toilet, because I was so tired of hearing the text message alert buzz. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I'm sort of hamstrung by, you know, HR rules and, you know, various university policies in terms of confirming something. So I just had to kind of play poker and pretend like I know nothing and avoid all that as much as I could. But it was cool too. I mean, it also speaks to the enthusiasm, the passion, the excitement there is for the team. And, you know, that's certainly not something you want to turn up your nose at either.
Now, so once the decisions are made, and we know it's Willie Taggart, and now we know his resume, I thought actually his press conference was pretty cool. We got to talk to him on air, whether it's confidence, charisma. I know you've only seen a few million coaches host the press conference, but this was kind of unique. Of all the things he had to say, what kind of stood out to you?
Well, kind of, you know, what I wrote in wrapping up the day last night that impressed me the most is, you know, when he was touring all the facilities, when he was talking to the players, you know, taking all of this in and just kind of the bigger stage he was on, and, you know, I think you could have understood if there were moments when he was sort of intimidated and kind of, oh, geez, you know, obviously with all this, these resources, there's going to become a lot of expectations and a lot of pressure. But the way he seemed to process it all was in a really positive way, like, I've never had resources like this to work with. Wait until you see what I can do. Or I'm so excited to find out what I can do with all of this at my back and to build upon. So I thought that was really good. I mean, he's in the press conference, you know, he's obviously not kind of like your stereotypical, like almost Ed Orgeron type, you know, grunting football coach that you want to run through a wall through. But, you know, he's got the charisma, like you talk about, that confidence without seeming cocky. You know, I'm really looking forward to following him kind of over these coming seasons and just seeing how because he's still a young coach too, kind of how he grows and develops as a coach as well.
I get coaches and players aren't big on excuses, and regardless of the reasons, this was a young team, injuries, you know, the knuckleheads off field. This program didn't operate at 100% this year, but you know the depth chart, the red shirts, those are coming back from injury. What would you say might be logical to expect improvement-wise for next year?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to the coordinators he hires and the systems he tries to implement. I mean, if you're going into next season trying to install a third really different defense, it's hard to imagine that unit getting back to the point where this can be a 10-11 win team right off the bat. Offensively, though, it seems like the pieces that are here fit pretty well with what he likes to do. He's a guy whose roots are on power pro style football. He spread it out more the last 3-4 years to take advantage of the athletes he could get in Florida. But, you know, I look at the tools he's got here with a quarterback like Justin Herbert and wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to something a little bit more traditional, at least doesn't run the quarterback as much as he did at South Florida. So, but defensively, though, how much can they improve? I mean, I think personnel-wise they have to improve. There's got to be some recruiting. Physically, I mean, he made the point of that in the press conference. This team has to get bigger and stronger and tougher at the line of scrimmage both ways. I think offensively, you know, that'll happen as those redshirt freshmen grow up on the offensive line. But defensively, they've got to recruit some guys. And then just how quick can they process a new scheme? I think we all went into last year thinking, hey, the defense is just going to be better because it was hard to be worse to struggle more than they had 2 years ago. And then it happened, by a lot of the circumstances you brought up with some injuries and some youth and all that. But they really got to patch some holes over there.
Talk with Rob Mosley, GoDucks.com. It's hard to believe it was 2 years ago. We were hanging out in Midtown for the Heisman ceremony. I hear a lot of the guys kind of dare to compare Herbert to Marcus in various ways, but you saw them practice, interact with teammates, coaches, media, fans, how they played in games. What actually pops to you about what they actually have in common?
Well, they're obviously both big guys. They have big frames. I think Herbert might have a little bigger arm than Marcus did, at least at that point in his career. He obviously doesn't have Marcus's speed. But their passion for the game, their commitment to the team and their teammates, neither one of them wanted any bit of attention on themselves. I mean, they cared. With Marcus, the losses were infrequent, but I think he was in tears after every one of them. And it was the same with Herbert. I mean, nobody took the losses harder this year than he did. I mean, that's just the level of passion they bring. They're serious guys off the field. Herbert's like a pre-med guy, basically, and has had legitimate conversations about becoming a doctor, whether or not he has an NFL future. I think we all think he probably does have an NFL future, but he legitimately wants to become a doctor regardless of where football takes him. So, and Marcus was a sharp kid, too, who took his studies seriously. So, in both cases, it's just guys who are, kind of grown-ups well before their time, just preternaturally mature. And then also, big frame, a lot of physical tools on the field they can take advantage of.
What is this maturity you speak of? I'm a little confused.
It's a foreign concept to me, my man, I'll tell you that.
Let's get to some hoops. Obviously, the men's team entered this season with remarkable expectations, a high ranking. You know, the loss to Baylor now is very forgivable. Maybe the Hoyas not so good. And you could see and hear Dana Altman not pleased. But now Brooks is healthy. You see some of the new guys kind of figuring things out, being Pritchard or Bigby Williams. Fair to say they're moving in a better direction, and whatever they had hoped to accomplish is still right there.
Absolutely. I mean, you saw the importance of Dylan Brooks to this team early on, and the guy was a preseason All-American for a reason. And you take a preseason All-American off pretty much any team in the country, I'm sure they're going to suffer for it. And some guys tried to do too much. Tyler Dorsey started off in a slump. And, coach had some harsh words early on to let guys know that, hey, they needed to stay in system. They needed to not freelance, just do their job and not try to do too much and account for Brooks' absence. But now that he's back and they're working him back in, Now he can sort of tinker a little more and fine-tune. I mean, he's really harping on things like rebounding and defense, like always, turnovers. Their turnover numbers compared to last year right now are pretty dreadful. They're not forcing as many. They're committing too many. I think Danner Altman had earned the right early in this year for a little space to say, hey, he always gets the team going the right direction over the course of the year. It's safe to assume that's going to happen. And as you point out, I think it is happening. I think we are seeing some of that. This Alabama game Sunday will be a good test. An athletic team that likes to kind of grind it out defensively, a little lower scoring games. Ducks obviously want to try to put points on the board, as we saw them do against Savannah State in such historic fashion. And so it'll be a good test to see if they can kind of exert their will a little bit and take on a team that's going to want to win with toughness.
Final thought, Rob. On the women's side, we're huge Kelly Graves fans here, but I want to focus on Sabrina Ionescu. You know, you've seen players, football players, basketball players, and who are talented. But for a freshman, I mean, I was watching her talk to the media the other day. When you consider it's been 7 games and she was just in high school, she just conduct herself a little differently than your average 18-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can tell she's played high-level basketball on the club level quite a bit. You can tell she's used to being in the spotlight, you know, with how much attention there was on her recruiting process and, just, you know, how much attention there was just on her as a player for the last couple years, both high school and club. And, you know, she's literally the most competitive athlete I think I've ever covered. And I know that's only been a month here, but, you know, you talk about something. Mark Campbell, the assistant who recruited her, was telling a story where the first time he saw her, and she's this little kid in this big overgrown jersey. And so at first she caught his eye because it was kind of comical, but then that was quickly replaced by the idea that she was diving for loose balls, diving out of bounds, jumping over parents and chairs to try to get the ball. And, the way she rebounds, I mean, she can score, obviously. She can distribute, obviously, as a guard, distributing guard. But she's averaging like 7 or 8 rebounds a game right now. And that just shows the tenacity and the competitiveness she has. It's just insane, the fire she plays with. And it's just really fun to watch.
Yeah, and like I said, just getting started. He's the editor-in-chief, goducks.com, at Duck Football, at Go Ducks Mosley. A lot of way to communicate with Rob. Just don't get too personal and don't make him flush his phone down the toilet. Hey, Rob, always a pleasure. Appreciate your time, insight, and information, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. Great talking to you, dude. We'll talk to you later.
All right, take it easy.